You're listening to episode 49 of Fresh Floppies, which is, I think we can call it, it's the anniversary show, the Phantom Menace anniversary show.
Yeah, the classic 49th anniversary.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a 20... Actually, when did that movie come out?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, well, you know what? Later.
What's up to all our sidekicks and henchfolk out there in the Geek Nation? We're currently at Johnny Destructo's Hero Complex to talk to you about the books that are coming out today. The freshest of the floppies.
It is a fresh flopaganza.
Oh no!
A freshaganza of floppies.
Floppitudes.
By floppies, we mean
comic books,
single issue comic books, periodicals that used to be on spinner racks and newsstands, but now they're just in specialty shops called local comic shops, where you can find joy.
Friendship, love.
Happiness, love. Yeah. Love. This week is a little special because this upcoming Saturday is JD.
Free Comic Book Day.
And what does that mean?
So May the 4th be with you is the date. And it's basically your local comic shops have purchased for you a selection of free comic books that you can just go and pick up at those shops.
And the hope is that you're also patroning those shops
yes.
at the same time. But yeah, there's
or maybe finding something else you like.
Yeah, so it happens every year. It's usually the first weekend of May. And this year, we wanted to talk about some of the new books that some of the publishers are going to have available for you guys on Saturday. So yeah. we're gonna talk about a couple of books that came out today, but then we're also going to talk about a couple of the free Comic Book Day issues that we were able to read.
The FCBDs.
The FCBDs on NCB Day.
Yeah.
New comic book NCDD.
New the FCB's comic book day. NCBD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The FCBDs on NCDB.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Everything's
sucks. Should we just quit?
No. Yeah.
Keep it rolling.
We're doing it live.
Bloodhunt from Marvel came out today by Jed McKay and Pepe Larraz and Marte Gracia.
This is the big event.
This is the big event.
The big summer event for Marvel drops today. And it is Bloodhunt number one. Bloodhunt is two words.
That's true.
Bloodhunt.
And there's speaking of two, there's two versions of this issue that you can purchase at your LCS.
Yeah.
The regular PG-13, let's call it.
Sure.
And then the rated R, the red band.
So we all thought this was a gimmick.
Yes.
Of like,
it
oh,
is.
It's, hang on. We all thought that this was a toothless gimmick.
Here we
of just, oh, it's just like a, it's polybagged. Maybe there's like extra, literally
blood.
Extra, just like photoshopped blood or
yeah,
in.
That's what I figured.
This is a different book. Complete. Mm. It's
the director's cut.
Basically, there's actual different extra pages, different yeah. scenes, and
certainly
much more
gore. Yeah.
So they got Pepe Larraz to do like 1.5 books a month.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
Yeah. And I tweeted yesterday after reading this. I was like, why do I not see people shouting from the rooftops about Pepe Larraz? His art is so good. It makes everything I'm reading better when he's on it.
Yeah, when we're talking about current artists, like the ones that will be on the Mount Rushmore of comic book arts in 15, 20 years, I think Pepe Larraz is there.
I don't hear people talking about him, but he's so good.
Pepe Larraz, Dan Mora, like these dudes are basically going to be the era of comic books. Yeah. They're the top of it.
God damn it. But the book itself, not toothless. I actually enjoyed this.
I absolutely loved this.
This
comic
was really fun.
I cannot,
and it was even more fun with the rated R version.
There are sometimes when you read something and you're like, oh, that's all right. That's solid. That's cool. That's fun. I read this and I felt like a 14-year-old.
Nice.
Like, this was so fun. Like, stupid fun. And it was genuinely shocking.
Yeah. I was like, well, what?
I was genuinely shocked by the twists. I'm like, this is, holy shit, this is so fun. I'm going to give this the freshest of floppies. In regards to, like, the big two having, like, event fatigue and there's no news stories and blah blah blah. This is derivative of a bunch of things, but god damn, is it really fun.
Really good soup.
Jed McKay just crushes this. Also, I want to talk about like the structure of this issue.
Okay.
This just starts. There is absolutely no, hey, you had to read four other series before this to kind of get the idea of where all these characters are and what, like, what the lead up to it. This literally is a zero issue.
Yeah.
All the characters in the story know exactly what you know, which is nothing, and we just bounce.
Yeah.
It is not over expository, but it also isn't confusing.
It keeps it moving, man.
It is it's just a quick book, so tightly paced.
It's very quick, but also feels like a meal.
Absolutely.
It's not like it's lacking content. I just blew through it. Maybe it was just how I was excited reading it. And that just went through it really quickly.
I'm trying to recall the last time an opening salvo of a Marvel event had me this excited. Because usually they were just like, oh, that's pretty cool. That's a cool idea. Like Empire was like a cool idea and it was pretty solid. Absolute Carnage was fun as hell.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if I was that excited as I was for this, just because I was reading Venom.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is cool.
Have you been reading Judd McKay's Avengers?
Yes.
Okay. What's the Impossible City? Is that their new base of operations?
It's a sentient city it's a spaceship that's the size of a city and it's sentient.
Okay.
And it houses refugees as well.
From the Authority's ship that exists in the Bleed. Do you remember that ship?
That one was able to exist in the Bleed and then moved through universes. This is just a big ass ship.
Okay.
That is an AI.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And it is an honorary Avenger.
I want to.
Yep.
All right. Like Billy the Street.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Because of Bloodhound number one, I'm going to go back and catch up on the Avengers because this was
the Avengers. Fun. Jed McKay has a really weird way of like, hey, I'm going to introduce the most complicated thing and everyone. So the main baddies in this, they're all new characters. They've never been introduced before. This kind of like legion of styles of vampires.
Yes.
All new characters, all new names, all new designs, know nothing about them, and they all kind of almost clunkily introduce themselves with their weird, like, I am the agent of sorrows. Really silly.
Yeah.
He does that all the time. So, like, there's nothing but new bad guys in Avengers.
Great.
And it's like, we are the Twilight Order. I am Obsidian of Kull. It's really out there.
He seems to be channeling a little bit of Hickman. Like, when I started reading this, I forgot that I had to remind myself it wasn't Hickman. I went to the front and I was like, "Oh, it's McKay. That's right." At the beginning of this feels very Hickman.
These are really really large comps, so take it with a grain of salt. But it's Hickman. But if it was slapped in the face by Ditko during his Fourth World era, because it's really really silly.
Yeah.
But it's approached in like almost a clinical.
Yeah.
Way.
Yeah. Hickman-esque. Yeah. This was freshest of flops.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Anybody that was complaining about like another event and so many tie-ins, this was cool.
Yeah, it was.
This was really really cool, and I was skeptical. So
Sames, yeah,
get in it.
Get
on it.
Was it during the pandemic that White Trees, A Black Sand Tale came out? It was a 2-issue mini.
Earlier than
was
that.
It before that,
I did have the 2 issues.
Did you read them at the time?
I read the first one. I remember. Okay, so. The first book we're going to talk about is a reprint called The White Trees by Chip Zdarsky with art by
Chris Anka and Matt Wilson.
Matt Wilson. Yeah. It was a 2-issue miniseries, super under the radar.
Yeah.
And I heard about it because everyone freaked out. It looks, the aesthetic of the book looks like a, not all ages, all ages-ish.
Hmm.
Because Chris Anka's style is very colorful and very like approachable. All ages-ish fantasy story.
Yeah.
And
nope.
Without warning, 5 or 6 issues in, it's just like full frontal nudity and sex and all kinds of crazy stuff and super violent. So I remember hearing like they're going off the shelves, people are hiding them, they're moving them up because they had them like lower on the shelf and we're just like, oh God, it's full penis.
It's not for kids. Yeah, for sure.
So I grabbed copies because, you know, the speculator deep inside of me was just like, ooh!
Yeah.
But I never read them.
Oh, okay.
I read the first one. I was like, oh, this is solid. This apparently is a series of stories that he does on the side called The Black Sand Tales. And they announced the second miniseries, which is called The Whisper Queen.
Yeah.
But smartly, they reprinted the first 2 issues of White Trees into a one-shot that's available today also.
Yes.
So if you're interested in The Whisper Queen, pick up the White Trees also.
Yeah.
Let's talk about White Trees first. What did you think?
Solid. Yeah. I feel like a couple more issues and I will be ingrained into their story building. I'm still at the point where I'm like, wait, whose name is, what name is, who's that person? Who are they referring to? Because it's a lot of weird names that I have trouble keeping tally of in my brain. But I quite enjoyed both of these.
Mm-hmm.
I like these a lot.
Well, let's stick with just Trees.
Yeah, White Trees was great. I was surprised that it's only a 2-issue series. That is very rare. You mm-hmm. don't get that. But
and
I love.
Full.
You know, we've had this conversation before when we're talking about streaming shows and how a lot of shows, showrunners will try to stretch or squeeze story into the format. But it's like you're streaming. It could be a 30-minute show one episode. It could be an hour show the next episode, depending on the story you want to tell in that.
To me, worse than that, a lot of times with streaming shows, they'll intentionally hold off the drive of the show until like episode 3
mm-hmm.
because like, oh, it's streaming, so we could take our time, and yeah. like you still have to hook people.
Yeah, you still gotta
you
get
still
me to
have to like keep
this. Yeah.
people and so, tell them what they're watching.
I like that it was a nice choice. Two issues. This was great.
It is. This might be my, like, you know, if we were using the parlance, might be my pick of the week for mm-hmm. anybody that's just a little tired of superhero books. Like, yo, White Trees, 1 issue, $4.99.
That's what I was just looking. I'm trying to find the price on there, and I don't see it. They've hidden it. Oh, it's $5.99.
$5.99
for a 2-issue one shot.
60-page one shot. It is, and it doesn't feel. It's such a full story. I loved it. Yeah. I love the art.
The reveal was great.
Yeah, the main character in this is just so great. Siotar, I think his name is.
Sure.
He is a he did some shit in the war.
They all did some shit.
But he is haunted by it
yeah.
and refuses to fight. And you kind of go with his journey. This is I loved this. I loved
this
the art.
Great.
It does have a learning curve in regards to, hey, here's a butt ton of new words, new language, lands, relationships.
Background.
But it, unlike other books, for some reason, it wasn't a barrier of entry for me. Like, after a while, I just kind of glazed over the names and followed along with the characters that were. Yeah. Because it, as expansive as this is, it felt incredibly small.
Yeah. Like it's a very personal story.
The story itself yeah. is incredibly small. So
three warriors.
It's a perfect
who
little entry.
Were in a war together decades ago, have been brought together because their children have been kidnapped by another kingdom. That's
the bad,
all you need.
The bad guys that they hurt in the
yeah.
previous war
have yeah. come for their kids.
Now,
awesome.
So super fresh.
Yeah,
a fresh AF. I'm very happy with this book. Now today also is the first issue of The Whisper Queen by the same creative team, Chip Darsky, Chris Hanka, and Matt Wilson. This is a 3-issue miniseries.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't sure.
And it is not a direct sequel, but very much a direct sequel.
Okay.
In so much as we are not following those characters,
right.
we are following the events, the aftermath of the events of the first book.
There you go.
And
yes,
other characters that are, I guess, intertwined with it.
Also very compelling.
Yeah.
We've been introduced to new characters that we didn't meet in the first two
mm-hmm.
issues. And they are just as compelling as the original three.
This kind of storytelling is so fun because it's almost like, I'm trying to think of like a real world comparison. So like if a tornado happens
mm-hmm.
and you're following these people surviving the tornado, now we're just randomly going to tell a story about people who knew others in that tornado
mm-hmm.
and they need to get around that tornado to go do something else.
Yeah.
Like it's all connected, but not in any kind of way yet
mm-hmm.
that will stop you from enjoying this alone.
Yeah. I would say you should definitely read White Trees first. I think you get
sure.
a better experience.
Sure, but if
sure.
they only have Whisper Queen at the shop,
you could just jump in.
Grab it.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are wonderful books.
Yeah, man, I was really surprised by this.
I know I've always been a fan of Chris Hanka.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen him do interiors before.
I have. I think he did like some fun Runaway stuff.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, he did. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right. Wow, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. But yeah, there's also his style is very colorful and approachable and friendly. Like it's, and then when he does like scenes of full orgies and people getting ripped in half, I'm like, that works too. Yeah, like there's a juxtaposition of his style versus the content of this book that just is really working.
This, I don't know. How do you feel? Does this need a mature readers only on the front?
Yeah, probably.
Right? That's what I think.
Probably. Yeah.
Like neither of these say rated R or I wouldn't have really known if I hadn't gone flipping through and reading it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember flipping through and being like, that's a big dick. Okay.
If you're interested in a demon giving a cat person a hand job as
the
point of the story. Yeah, this is a book for you.
Yeah.
No, but it's more than that. It's wonderful. So far, all bangers.
Yeah, man.
This is a great week of comics. Before we get into the Free Comic Book Day, is there anything else coming out this week that you are interested in or can't wait to read? I know that you read the Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, 25th anniversary, because it's your favorite
special
Star Wars movie.
Oh, shut up. I had to watch it last night for the podcast, which we're going to be live streaming tonight, the anniversary of The Phantom Menace, so we all revisited that first film, fourth film. And this was fine. If you want more Phantom Menace, you could read this. If you don't want more Phantom Menace, you don't need it.
Did you read it in the voices? Did you hear the voices in your head?
Kind of, a little bit actually. Yeah.
I am interested in Get Fury.
Yep.
Which is a new Garth Ennis old school Marvel comic. I am interested in Zorro is ending. It's the last issue of Zorro. Yeah, really fun little miniseries. I'm very excited to see the end of that.
I want to read the new House of Brainiac. I'm enjoying Superman.
Are you caught up on it?
No.
Did you read?
I read the first one that we reviewed.
Cuz there's been two others.
Shit. I got reading to do.
Yeah, I think it was like Action Comics was number 2, and then the House of Brainiac one shot is 2.5.
Yes.
And then there's a new one today?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Going quick.
Yeah.
All right, so Free Comic Book Day is coming up, as we said. And we took a look at Absolute Power, which is the DC free comic book offering, and then the Energon Universe 2024 special from Image. What did you think? Let's start with DC Absolute Power by Mark Waid, which is awesome, and somebody else.
So Free Comic Book Day books are usually one of three things. Reprints of stuff they want you to check out.
Mikael Janin.
A sampler of like, hey, we're going to cram short stories of 5 books into a small thing, usually all new material. Or something like this, which is DC's Absolute Power. It is the primer for an event coming, but then it's all back matter of character sheets and information and how we got to this point.
Storylines that led us here. Yeah.
I love this.
Yes.
I love this.
Everyone should have this in their free comic book.
It is a really great 12-issue kind of prelude story by Mikael Janin. And
12-page?
Yeah. And it immediately goes into who are these characters, what storylines did they come from, gets you caught up. And then the very back of the book is the first 4 pages, 5 pages of the actual first issue of Absolute Power by Dan Mora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. This was fun. I'm getting a little tired of Amanda Waller. I feel like Amanda Waller is everywhere.
Well, hopefully this is what they've all been leading up to.
Yeah.
Like, this is the end of the Amanda Waller because they've been teasing her being a butt head since Dark Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah, man.
Which is 4 years ago at this point? 3 years ago at this point?
No. Yeah. Is it?
21?
Okay.
21, 20, 21,
yeah, I guess
maybe?
So. 21, 22? But yeah, this sets up what's happening, what's going to be happening, which I'm not entirely sure what's happening, other than Amanda Waller is doing some research and Dreamer's involved.
Yeah, it's... she's been amassing
power
and perhaps absolute power
holdings.
She has buy-in from the Council of Light, whoever they are, to let's eradicate all metahumans because they're the cause of all problems.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been enacting that plan to help her as Failsafe, who is the new Chip Zdarsky Batman villain, who is Batman but not Batman.
It's an AI.
It's
controlled by Zurinar.
It's the Failsafe robot, which is a Batman AI, that is now controlled by a digital version of Zurinar, who is a id subconscious personality of Bruce's.
Yeah.
So it knows everything that Batman has, and with none of his ethical quandaries.
maybe this is a conversation for off air, but it seems to me like that's a terrible idea for Batman to have enacted.
Well, it was enacted by Zur-En-Arr.
No, to create Zur-En-Arr.
Oh,
right?
Sure, in
wasn't
hindsight,
he, wasn't
of course.
He, oh, okay, I wasn't sure if it was supposed to be like, that was a good idea.
Well, and now it's not.
Yeah, well, definitely not. Yeah, it just seems like a real dumb idea. I think he learned it, what, it was in, from...
It was in The Night.
The other Chip Zdarsky book.
Yeah, Batman, The Night.
The Night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The K-N-I-G-H-T.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, this. If you're, when you're going through the table of free comic books, this is a really cool, like, first opening salvo for the event that's coming this summer. It's a 4-issue event with a bunch of tie-ins. But it seems fun. It's Dan Moore and Mark Waid. I'm very excited for this.
Yeah, they're a good team. Energon Universe, anyone who's listened to more than one episode of this, we are all in on the Energon
I am all in on an ending. This is the worst thing in comics.
You
I can't stand it.
Shut your face.
It's poop. It's poop on paper.
This is wonderful. Daniel Warren Johnson. So there's three little stories in here. There's a Transformers, a Void Rivals, and a G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
All of which were great.
Yeah. So the you're bearing the lead. The Transformers story is drawn by
Ryan
Otley.
Yeah.
Ryan MF and Otley. Ryan Invincible Otley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so good.
How do you like
his Megatron? Awesome. It's so good.
Yeah.
This was gnarly.
I was like, oh, you're not going to have those like full toothy grimaces. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. He's got it.
Yeah, you are. A little bit of ultra violence in a colorful way. Yeah, what is it? Maybe like 8 pages?
More than that. You keep talking.
Either way, that's kind of the main event of this issue. It's in anybody reading the Transformers book, there are a couple of characters that haven't been revealed yet. It's not slowly paced. 14. It's building.
Yeah.
Right. So this is a prequel short story of that fight that last fight on the arc that precipitated the first issue of Transformers.
Yeah.
You don't have to read everything up till now, but if you had read everything up till now, you're like, oh, cool, that's where that is.
Yeah. And also, we haven't heard from Megatron yet until this issue.
Yeah, that's what this is. Yeah. Like they mention him here and there, and then he doesn't. His arm is in the comic, but you don't know what happened, and this is that, which is cool.
Yeah. And then there's a Void Rivals mini story, which...
Anyone complaining about the fact that Void Rivals seems like it's on the outside of these comics.
No more.
This is...
One of my all-time favorite nostalgia characters shows up in this little mini. I was very delighted to see him when I flipped through.
And then the kind of G.I. Joe backs...
Awesome!
Absolute...
This was Josh Howard. Josh Howard. of Big Girls. And also...
Jason Howard,
you're right. Thank you, Jason Howard.
You mean Astonishing Wolfman and Super Dinosaur?
Yep. No, Super Dinosaur was Ollie, wasn't it?
No.
That was Howard?
Oh. Yeah.
But anyway, this was another one that shows a new side of a character that I've known for decades. And I was like, oh, let's go. Let's do it. That's awesome.
So this is the kind of book that... This is also a must pick up. It gives a great sample of all these books in the Energon universe, but also... It's such a fine line. If you've been reading the books, this is going to be like, woo-hoo! Mm-hmm. If you haven't read them at all, this is going to be like, oh.
Yeah. Why don't you go read those books?
Yeah. Great. Super good pickup. And
there's not a weak link this week, man.
No. Some of the other cool free comic book days to pick up, the Marvel Spider-Man Ultimate Universe one. It's a tease for ASM. It's a tease for the new Ultimates book and some Venom event. It's all original stories, no reprints, which is cool.
I like that. Yeah.
There's a Star Wars one that does the same thing.
Nice.
A Tynan book. A Boom Studios Tynan.
Yeah.
That's all reprints, I believe.
The Worlds of James Tynan.
Just like little samples of a bunch of his books from Boom Studios.
Oh, is it? Okay.
But Free Comic Book Day is so great. There's a bunch of others that I'm not even... I think Mad Cave has a Flash Gordon one I think is fun.
Okay.
Find your local comic shop on Saturday and go spend some money on some fresh literature.
Oh, I'm sorry. You asked me what I'm looking forward to this week. I am looking forward to Kelly Thompson's trade paperback for The Cull finally just dropped. I read the first 3 issues as it was coming out and then I got distracted, but the art in that is unlike anything I've ever seen, except for maybe... The guy who was drawing Captain America.
Jesus Saez?
Yeah. Yeah. And the Punisher, right? That's him.
Jesus
Saez. Yeah, man. Yeah, this is Saez, but even more realistic looking. Very cool. Can't wait. I love Kelly Thompson, so. Yeah.
And then she's fine.
You shut your face. And then tonight we're going to be talking about The Phantom Menace on a live stream, 8 o'clock on YouTube and Facebook Live, I guess.
This is the first podcast in the month of May. We will be the official podcast. No, I'm just kidding. Omnibuds Cafe, which is a fun YouTube group or Facebook group. Eh, whatever. We're going to love it. It's going to be great. Plug them every...
Are we supposed to plug them now?
No, it's just it's super exciting. It's just all exciting. Like we tell your friends, go get comics, read, like, comment, subscribe. Let's go.
Is that it? We're done?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, and we'll talk at you later.
Do do do. You call my name, then disappear. She's love, she's love, she's time, she's here.
Thank you for listening to the Cult Pop Network, home to podcasts, live shows, and a whole lot of fun stuff for every flavor of fan. Follow us wherever you find your favorite podcasts, and be sure to join us live every Wednesday night at youtube.com/cultpopgo at 8 p.m. Eastern. While you're there, be sure to subscribe to the channel and hit the bell icon so you'll know when we drop new Thunder Rounds and episodes of Fresh Floppies, a spoiler-free show about single-issue comics released each week. Until then, we'll talk at you later.